It's no accident that sounds like you're leveling up in a video game. 48% of 18 to 29-year-olds have an online dating profile.
Make them work for it.
45% of people say they're more frustrated with this form of dating than hopeful.
There are so many people you can connect with.
Should I swipe right?
Swipe wrong!
Swipe wrong!
Setting the record straight on dating apps. Everyday people telling everyday stories of the swipe right world with your host, Chaos.
Well, I know he had a good time.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and of course, good night. Whenever you're listening to us, whenever you decide to turn us on, we'll try to turn you on too. What the heck? We'll be there for you, is all I'm saying. Welcome to the Swipe Wrong Podcast. I am your host. I am that guy. I am Chaos. Welcome to the number one podcast amongst people in Utah who are going to adult sites. And if you know anything about that, which I did not until I visited somebody, my cousin, a few months ago, you can't do that in Utah without a VPN. You cannot just stop into the state of Utah and go to any adult site that you want to go to. Because they block them. I didn't know that. If you guys knew that, you're a better person than I am. It's like, what? Why would you do that? Why? So here we are doing a show, trying to put smiles on faces. And I keep getting asked, like I'm going on a lot of other shows recently, and I keep getting asked, so why did you, what prompted you to start to do this show? And I think if you've listened to this show long enough, and I know what ends up happening for a lot of people is they will catch a couple episodes like, hey, this isn't bad. And then they'll binge listen. And so you've probably all heard this, but it was a time when I was going out on dates, and it really seemed like it was one person after another who was saying they were attracting the crazy, that they had this one instance or these five instances where it just like the apps were just a mess. And I'm like, man, like you're not the only one. I promise you're not alone, and let's put something together. So that's what Jay and I did. And that's why we did this. So last week we had the first part of this episode where we sit back and we talk with Christopher Lewis from Dating Intelligence and Allison Jane from Inspired Life Tapping. This week, we're going to do the second part of that. And you're going to get into some pretty cool stuff. Please do the usual. Like, follow, subscribe, tell a friend, let everybody know what's going on out there. You know, we want to hear your story. So 317-426-6616, call, text, send a raven if you fucking want to go all Game of Thrones and want to send a raven. Email us at swipewrongpod@gmail.com. Please, mad ups to the guy who produces the show and puts in a lot of work on it, Jay. Reach out and check out his book on Amazon, The Musician's Playbook. And in the meantime, you know how we do it. Sit back, relax, put your feet up, grab your popcorn, get it buttered, throw some caramel on there if you want to, maybe some sea salt. If you're in traffic, just relax and drive really well. And for the love of God, do not hit that person next to you. It is just madness out there. Too much madness out there. Enjoy the second part of Three's Not a Crowd.
Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions or any entities they represent. This podcast is about dating experiences. It is not to say one dating app is better or worse than another.
Luckily, right now, I have a boyfriend and I'm not dating, so I don't have to worry about these things anymore.
See that?
It is such a relief not to, because these stories are bringing it all up for me. I was thinking about before coming on today, I was thinking about some of my dating horror stories. And like, one was like a dude who was like throwing up on the date and like running to the bathroom and coming
back.
Stop it
now. I need to hear the whole thing. Tell me what happened. Yes. It can't be, please. Oh, by the way, this is how it ended. Hello.
Where's that hand? That hand raising thing.
Yeah. I'm grabbing some popcorn right now and listening to this story.
Okay. Well, here's here's actually the story of how I should have set boundaries right away and I didn't. So we met online, we had talked on the phone. That phone conversation was great, but that was another thing I realized later. I can talk to anybody on the phone for an hour. That doesn't really mean anything about the guy. That is like just my special skill, I guess. So it took me a long time to put that together too. But anyway, so I go.
By land, sea, or air. Allison can talk to everybody. Any platform, she's good to go. Sorry, Allison, go ahead.
True. So in the phone conversation, we talked about how when you go on a date, you know, in the first like 2 minutes, right? Like, you know, in the first 2 minutes, is there going to be chemistry here or not? And so when I went on the date and, you know, he walked up and I was like, oh, he doesn't look like his pictures. And this is not what I was expecting. And so, you know, he gives me a hug, he says hi, whatever. And he goes, so do you know? And I was like, what? He's like, do you know? Because I know. And I was like, what? He goes, remember we talked about, you know, in the first like 5 minutes? And I just went, huh, oh yeah, okay, let's go inside. Cause I was like, oh my God, I do know. And the answer is no. And like, you know, so then I don't know if like, cause then he looked a little crestfallen. So I think he picked up on it.
Crestfallen, great term.
Right.
Vocabulary. I feel like I probably should have said, you know what? I'm so sorry. I do know when it's a no, and I should have just ended it, but I didn't because I felt too mean. So I went through with the date, and I don't know if that made him nervous and gave him a nervous belly or what, but of a sudden, at one point, he excuses himself to go to the bathroom, and he's gone for a really long time.
Oh, no.
And I was like, And then he comes back and he was like, I'm so sorry. I'm really like embarrassed, but he just threw up. And da, da, da. And I was like, oh, okay, well, we can call it right now. He's like, no. You know how after you threw up, you feel a lot better? Like, now I feel a lot better. So I was just like, oh my God. So I was like, oh, okay. And we had ordered food, you know, so that was on the way. Food comes. He jumps up again.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Runs to the bathroom again. I was like, oh my God. You know, so I flagged the waitress down. I'm like, bring me the check right now. Like, I paid the check. I gave it. He comes back to the bathroom. He's like, okay, I'm really sorry, but I swear I'm better now. I was like, yeah, so I'm going to go. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I took care of the check and my Uber's downstairs. So I'm just going to go now. I mean,
oh,
it was
my
like,
God.
And I remember I had a woman Uber driver and I get in the car and I'm like, oh, you want to hear a funny story?
Wow.
Have I gone?
Oh, that's crazy.
Chances of kissing at the end of that day go down 100%. Yeah. Once you admit you threw up and don't throw in a Tic Tac, bro, that's gone.
I know.
Gone. Oh,
I kind of questioned if it was throwing up. I'm not sure it was. I got a feeling it might have been the other end. But
whatever he said, it was still means that, like, he can't win at that point. It's a lose-lose situation. So,
Yeah. I rescued a baby from a fire would have been better. It would have been a straight up lie, but at least something would have been like,
someone jacked me in the bathroom.
Bathroom,
you know?
Right.
Did you see him run by?
Yeah,
something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I would have come back bleeding before I said I threw up. There's no fucking way. Like, what happened? I don't know, but there were six of them. I mean, that's, and then he had to reload to unload. Come on, bro. Jeez.
It's like, you sure you didn't see that group running out?
Yeah.
Didn't see anything?
Could have been midgets. I don't know, but I'm bleeding. That's all that matters. That's hysterical, Allison. I've heard a lot of stories. I like that one. That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That was one of the top two worst ones. So yeah. Wow.
Top, like that didn't make number one.
It's a toss up. It's a toss.
What's his stomach? I mean, yeah.
Number eight, I guess for actual like bad date, it made number one, but there was another situation where went on a first date. I said I didn't want to go on a second. And he actually asked me to Venmo him back my half of the bill.
Are you kidding me?
No bullshit. No bullshit. This is interesting you say that. I've had two shows recently that have already been posted and been up. Same exact fucking thing. One girl was in the Netherlands. The other one was, I forget where she was. One, it was pretty much because he wouldn't, or she wouldn't, she didn't want to hook up with him. And so the next day he sent, what they call it, a ticket or something. They didn't call it like a Venmo receipt. I forget what she called it. And another girl was kind of the same thing. Like, she wasn't into the dude. Oh, he called her the next day to ask if, she wanted to go out again. She said, no, I don't. And he's like, oh, I didn't want to go out either. And, hey, your half of the bill was, and I was like, what? Like, wow. Punch him in the throat. But yeah, I was surprised.
This guy, I gave him the choice of two places to meet. One was more expensive than the other. He picked the more expensive one. He was a surgeon. I'm sure this was plenty in his budget, right? We go, it was breakfast. Okay. I order a quiche and a tea. He orders steak and eggs and like a couple of Bloody Marys. Okay. And then what he actually said was what was so crazy to me. He said, well, you know, when he asked me for a second date and I said, no, I'm sorry, I just didn't feel it. He said, well, that's fine. I didn't mind paying on the first date, but since we won't be going on a second date where you could reciprocate.
Oh my God.
He said, could you please Venmo me for your half of the bill? It was $75. I was like, oh my God. So then I got like a little passive aggressive back and I said, okay, well, considering that I had, you know, what I had and you had what you had, and I went through and I actually totaled up what I went online, looked at the menu, figured out what mine cost plus tax and tip. And I was like, I'll be reimbursing you, you know, $23.21 or whatever it was. Like, cause I was
God,
for your steak and eggs and your booze and all that.
Can I just put this out there for whoever's going to watch this? Ladies, if a guy ever does that, just don't even respond. That doesn't even warrant a response. Just hang up or don't just ghost at that point. It's just like,
do not send the money.
It's ridiculous.
The only reason I did was because my psychologist friend, actually, she goes, listen, she goes, just pay the guy back. You don't know if he's a nut job. You don't know if he's psycho. You don't know if he, like, you know, he knows, you know, who you are, where you were.
You don't know who has surgery for that day. He might be all wound up.
She was like, you know, I'm in the medical field. He's in the medical field. She's like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Just pay him back. And I was like, all right. But then I'm not paying him back all of it.
That's fair. That's a good point.
I think it probably would have been fine to just like, you know, not pay back and block and just call it a day.
The nerve of people, just like going back to the start of this whole thing, the ego, it's all about the ego. You know, it's like they got their butt hurt and they just want, and they're not at this moment, they're not even thinking correctly. They're just like throwing whatever is that all they can do is have, that's all they have power on is just the control of the bill at that point.
Right. And I forgot to throw in that he showed up 50 pounds heavier than his pictures.
Like, that's significant.
I was like,
so you should have taken off some money for the weigh-in at that point as well.
Yeah, no shit. Because
he was way over the weight limit of the weigh-in at that point, you know?
It's just funny to me because I hear so many guys complain about women not looking like their pictures. I'm like, but that has been a majority of my experiences, guys not looking like theirs either. So that street goes both ways.
Well, one, always charge an aggravation tax. So you can always charge that. That's a real thing. And two, like, all right, so pictures with guys and or women, like the difference is like, I know guys will complain about filters that women will put on there. You know, Chris, I think what's funny about dating in LA when I was living out there is I'd be on the apps, Bumble, the Tinder, GoFriend Yourself, whatever I was with that. And I felt like every single one I was on, the women I would see, it would be more of a portfolio of modeling. Mm. Like they were hoping that I on the other end was some sort of talent agent because they were putting their
best, like on rocks, yeah, laying out in a swimsuit. Look, I'm not upset by that. Don't get me wrong. But like, all right, so you have filters for women that guys get upset about, but guys, like, they're going to put their picture on there from like 1992 and shit. And I know some guys, like, they maybe have been like, I had to update my pictures a while ago because mine were on there for so long and I didn't even think to update them. Luckily, I age well. It works out good. But like that's the catch 22. Guys may not update. Women may use filters. Either way, yeah, everyone's kind of doing the same thing, just through like a different book.
Right. I believe in, so that the only time that I was ever on an app was like for when I was in between, you know, my marriage and my girlfriend. I thank God for this for me, but because of my modeling days, I knew how to suss out the filtered photos and what I was looking for to find the real people that I wanted to go out with. And so the two girls that I ended up going out with were actually, they looked exactly what I thought they would on as their pictures go and what they, when they showed up. And so what I did was, it's the fact that you're looking for photos that when they're doing a lot of, let's say, natural stuff, you know, stuff that you can tell, like it's either a selfie or if it's something where it's like they're with some friends or something like that, because they can't doctor those up really. The ones where they're by themselves and they're like they're behind a wall or it's like a pose or too much of a photo shoot, that's when you kind of want to steer away from those. Because even though, yes, they're going to look a little bit better looking or whatever it may be, that's not who you're going to want to go for, because when they show up, it might not truly be who they are, right? And so for guys, look for the girls who are with their photos, who have more realistic photos and everyday life photos. You know, sometimes it's even the girls who just don't even know how to take any photos, or they don't want to pay for photos. They just shoot really bad photos, but they look good. You know what I mean? So those are what you're kind of looking for. Now, as far as the girls go looking for guys, Chris is absolutely right. All guys will fudge their stuff. But what you're looking for in these, let's say they have three or four photos, right? Always look at each one very closely, at, you know, from the facial structure to the body. And you can tell when they fudge, if this one's like 5 years, this is like 2 years ago, this one's 10 years ago, because no guy has any current photos that they're ever going to use in any situation. Let's just be honest, right? So you're going to be look for the full body photo. And then the next one that shows up, if it's something similar, you can kind of tell. So that's what women need to look for. And what I'm getting at is, just don't get duped by just mesmerized. Oh, he's good looking or she's good looking. And then it doesn't matter. You start flipping through the photos really fast. Yep. What do we all do? We all focus on that one photo, right? There's always that one magical photo that attracts any person, whether it be their body photo or their headshot, right? Nothing else after that matters at that point, because you're always going to go scrolling back going, yeah, but that's the photo. That's the one I'm going to swipe on. Because, you know, once you go through it, what do? You go back to the original that you really like. That's when you swipe at that point. So
put the fucking fish down. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank
put
you.
The fucking fish down.
What There's is you. That about?
I don't it know.
It's crazy how many know. Guys are posing. Like, it's literally crazy.
I can't, like, and like, it's a thing to like kiss the fish and then throw it back. I hear, I mean, I don't fish. I'm like, hey, I'll take that one. And like, that's how I fish. I'll take that one. Kissing the fish. Can you imagine? Like, Allison, tell me, like, you see a dude kissing the fish, like, oh yeah, I'm not kissing that motherfucker. No, no. You touching that? No. Yeah, like, Chris is gonna pass out down there.
One guy said to me, it's because guys so rarely have pictures taken of themselves. But
bullshit.
If they catch a really big fish, they'll be right. Like, your buddy will be like, oh, dude, let's take a picture, right?
So, yeah. Like, you know how many pictures? When you're putting together a profile that requires pictures, bro. Go take seven and choose one without right. a fucking fish.
Right.
Jesus.
But that's how hard it is. They can't, though, because that's how, once again, they go to something. Remember, because what is it? What do they say? Every photo, you want something actiony. You want something
sure.
you know, so all these different photos, that playfulness, whatever it may be, it's better than them holding their, like, you know, their cats or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, right.
Most of the time,
yeah.
they're either with their dog. They're with their dog half the time, right?
So, yeah, they're with
sure,
dog,
that's
yeah.
fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that at least is like, I'm a dog lover and I'm hoping to attract another dog lover. Like, that sure. at least makes sense to me, you know?
Right. Unless the dog's in every photo, by the way. Then you're saying, all right, this dog is everywhere with this person. I'm not getting any time with this person, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. I've never thought to myself, gosh, I know how to look better looking. There's this fish. I know. Yeah, that's just that. Yeah, that's the panty dropper right there. That's it.
Chris, if you have two fish, but if you're doing with two fish, that's
right. Well, that's I'm holding two fish with and only using one hand. That would be impressive.
Nazra fish.
That'd be a sucker fish, let me tell you right now. So
earlier we were talking about like independent women, independent people, and, you know, people sometimes they'll just talk a little bit too much. I want to say, like, I have never learned much of anything by talking. I learn everything by when I'm just sitting there listening. So if people need to step back and just take that in, that's how you're going to learn if you have a connection. Because, like, I think that's what gets lost too, is no matter what happens, whether you're looking for sex, whether you're looking for love, you have to have some sort of connection first.
Yeah, right. I agree. Amen. Allison, you had said something earlier when you were talking about one of your stories on one of the guys you went out with, you know, how once again, like getting past that for, you know, people who get a lot of first dates but can't move past that. You had said something that I wanted to pick up earlier, which was fascinating because it's so true though. You know, when you said that, when you took a step back, sorry, on the second date you go, but he was a little shy, you know? And that's what I meant by the first date. Like, you know, you were so, because who you are and you communicate well and you're fun and this and that, he didn't have to do anything. So when he finally came, when you finally let him take the reins and he was like, you were like, oh, but he was a little shy. I'm like, it's the second date. He shouldn't be shy anymore at this point. And if he was actually doing what he was supposed to do in the first date, you know, all that unfamiliarness is now out the window. So, which shows you that you were leading so much in that first date that for him to be shy in the second date means that you did all the work. He did nothing. So.
Yeah, no, I did realize I really did do all the work in a lot of my dates, like a lot.
So I just want to let everyone know out there that it's a true story, right? Of what she's saying. This is what happens a lot. And so the guy sits back, takes it easy and like, well, she looks like she wants to go out again. Let me ask her out.
That's the body language.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Without knowing you as the person. And Chris, I was thinking about your client and how she's great on first dates and not on seconds. It's got to be a psychology thing, right? She feels great and confident. She knows she's going to get a second date. So she's already won that battle. And then when she goes on the second date, is she already kind of like defeatist attitude? Well, here we go again.
Not about that. Because I think, because you remember when this situation, and Allison, you can maybe chime into this, is that she feels that going on a second date, that there's a chance that, you know, it's going to go farther, because in her mind, she didn't realize that she was doing all the leading. Until I let her know that, you know, until, because she kept saying, I do this, but she never had an inkling of why it kept failing until she realized that, you know, when I picked upon the fact that, look, the guys aren't doing anything, you're doing all the work. And so now once they have a chance to really, once you take that second date and you kind of now are on the second date with them, and basically, let me start over. What it boils down to is that we need to work on her flirting game a little bit more and stuff as well. You know, so just to be honest, it's like because she's coming in with just her usual personality, blah, 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 that gets to second date. But now guys want to feel like, okay, is she sexy? Is she interesting? What, you know, is she making me feel something? Is she giving me off that sexual energy? Because if she's not, they're going to bail out now as well. So she's with a bunch of really good guys. She now needs to know how to be more in her sexual feminine, I guess I would say. And so we need to change up her dating skills a little bit more. So that's the next step we're going to be discussing.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Because that was going to be my question. Is that, so you're saying she gets to second date, but then she doesn't get asked on a third date? Or is she?
Right. Or if it goes to the third date, then it kind of dies from there. So it could be number two or number three, let's say, right? But
it's not her ending it. It's more the guy's ending.
Correct.
It.
And she feels that the dates are going great at this point, you know, because she feels like but once again, because she's putting on such a show and pony dance for them. Saying, okay, is this good enough for you? Is this good enough for you sort of situation that they're just like, well, it'd be better if you just kind of just showed me a little something, you know, or whatever it may be. I don't know, you know, but it's the truth though. You know, I think that we need to get more into her flirting game, and that's what we're.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. That's discussing next.
So I said that we have to really, So I told her I have to be a little bit more kind of forward and direct on certain issues and questions that I need to know. And this is where it's going.
Talking about practice. We talk about practice in the flirting game, not a game, practice.
Right.
Good stuff. I don't know. Like that's, I guess like those are the main things that I guess I'm seeing lately. And like, I thought they both were interesting. You guys would like, you guys are the ones, you know, I mean, it's,
Well, and actually what Chris was just saying might apply to your friend, you know, your friend, the widow too. Like, I wonder about her flirting game a little bit, because if she's kind of coming in, you know, and if she's saying she's intimidating them, you know, maybe she is, because she's just kind of coming in a little bit more businesslike and not, you know, so much about like this dating and you do flirt.
About what, Allison? Yeah. Sorry, about what? Please tell what?
About everything else. You know, one of the things that I talk with my clients about too is like just get back in your body, because that's the best way to like give off vibe and energy, is like just kind of take a second to get back in your body. And maybe that's just touching the rim of your wine glass with your finger and really feeling it, you know, kind of that mindfulness, right? Yeah. So feeling your seat in the chair, your feet on the floor, just get back in your body. So you're like a little bit more leaned back and relaxed. Cause also like leaning forward and like really like, tell me, I mean, that's not sexy energy at all to a guy, right? Like that's like very intense and very like, crowding and suffocating. So, you know, I always tell my clients, like, lean back and just play with your wine glass a little bit, recenter yourself.
Right. And it's funny that you say that. I love that, by the way, because I tell guys what you just said, the opposite. I tell guys, you know, you need to let the girl know that you're interested. So for instance, I go, in the most common ways that you're really paying attention and listening, you lean forward a little bit and you actually stare, make sure you're always eye contact, but you look and you go, wow, that's great. And just stare in their eyes and just like nod your head, but not in their personal space, but just enough to let them know that you're interested. You're listening. Yep. You really like what they're saying. And that's the energy that you're trying to put off back to them.
Right. So, and isn't that funny? Cause like, when a guy is leaning back and like, whatever, to me, that was always a sign. Like he wasn't that interested.
It's a put off. He's like, yeah, well, you know, okay, yep. Mr. Tuco for school. Like what else can I do for you? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's so funny on how the back and forth goes. It's like, Allison's
it's
got
a dance, bro. It's a dance.
It's a total
it is
dance.
A dance. Yeah. And it's people have to remember that, actually. Like, that's the whole thing. You do have to remember that it is a dance. Right.
But I also like the fact what you said, Allison, about, so let's go to the negative part of what maybe Chris's friend was doing. Like you said, when women, if she's not leaning in, but once again, if a woman's leaning back, just kind of like, you know, like more of a frigid way, because they're all closed off there.
Yes. Yeah, that leaning back and like arms
folded on the
cross.
Side, whatever it may be, as she's asking, he's a little put off. Right, it gives a sense of like, okay, she's not interested. I can't break this barrier, you know. And guys, at that moment, stop trying.
Right,
drink the vibe. I go, we drink more. I need another drink, please.
Out of cocaine. Hello, yes.
So it's all about being relaxed to be in your feminine. It's about being relaxed. It's not about being, you know, if you're closed off or, you know, any closed off vibe, it's not going to work, you know? And it's interesting, right? Like I had a client who went to a charity event for firefighters and there were like a million single firefighters at this charity event. And she said to me, she was really looking forward to it initially. She's like, "Ooh, this is going to be exciting. You know, I'm going to try out some of the things we've been working on." And then that day came up and she was like, I was like, "How did it go?" She's like, "Well, not well. Like, it just wasn't feeling good. And, you know, I just went in there, like, kind of had a headache. So I just kind of went in there. I did what I had to do when I left." And I was like, she's like, "But I didn't meet anyone." I'm like, "Yeah.
I wonder why.
Talk about that." Right. And then we actually did some tapping on like why she had a headache and why she was tired. And then she actually got quite teary at that tapping and crying and realized that, there is a big part of her that is actually afraid of getting what it is she consciously wants. Consciously, she wants a relationship, but subconsciously, she's afraid of it. So when these opportunities came up, she sabotaged herself by being tired and then walking in there. And she was able to identify, my energy was super closed off. I was not approachable, you know, but only after we tapped on it was she able to kind of see herself and really see that, that's what happened there. That is why.
Well, she just, the nerves hit her.
And I think that she really had a lot of fear of being seen, of fear of, you know, really, if somebody really liked her, she would kind of sabotage, you know? So there was this fear of actually being in a relationship that was actually, and I wondered that was actually my first thought when you were talking about your friend's widow is like, I wonder if she's actually scared of getting her heart broken again. And that, you know, that there's a bit of a subconscious block to her dating life that she's not even super in touch with, because that wouldn't surprise me, right?
Not at all.
Yeah, that's probably it, Chris. And she's probably putting herself out in the space just because, you know, friends are telling her or whoever it may be, and she's probably just not ready in general.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that would make sense. And then off of everything we've talked about, I think the other thing that kind of hits home too is you're kind of already, well, I think she's already walking into this isn't going to work. And so it's not going to work. Like if you're walking in that this isn't for me, then it's not going to be for you, no matter how, what you do or what you think you're going to get out of it. That's right. For sure. Yeah, it's a battle. Well, shit, guys, I don't have anything else except for this was exactly what I knew it would be. Fucking awesome.
And Allison got to share some good moments. Thanks,
oh
Allison.
My god, dude was, I don't think he was throwing up. Just saying, like, I seriously, I would have gotten bludgeoned by midgets before I came back and said that. Jesus.
The bathroom's unisex. You could have always gone to inspect.
Are you okay? Are you all right, sir? Do you need some brawny?
This is a long time ago now. This is probably 5-6 years ago.
Oh, gonna go back to my one line. That one time at Bandcamp. Thank you for being along for the ride on the Swipe Wrong podcast. The show is produced by Jay Pelham. You want to reach out to us? We want to hear your story. 317-426-6616. Make sure to text, leave a voicemail. We'll get back to you. Shoot us an email at swipewrongpod@gmail.com. We are on Facebook, Insta, Twitter, YouTube. We are definitely out there. I am the host of the show. My name is Chaos. And please make sure to take a listen to us next week, because the saga, it continues.